This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
In Lathrop, let's welcome in C.J. Watson, 10-year NBA veteran. Of course, he played for the Golden State Warriors. C.J., thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let me start with the Houston Warriors series in round one. What did you think of that series and the physicality that was allowed in that series and the defense that was played?
I thought it was a great series. I think the Warriors' experience just took over, obviously, in Game 7. Obviously, Houston is going to be a team to reckon with for, I think, for years to come, with just with the talent that they have and the youth that they have. But the experience of Draymond, of Jimmy, of Steph just showed throughout the series. And the other guys stepped up, and I think that's what got them the Game 7 win.
CJ, Warrior fans were on pins and needles, euphoria after the Game 7 win, and it's all about Ant-Man when you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. But can I ask you, who's that other for Minnesota that, if Minnesota was to have success, has to play well in your estimation?
I think it's Jalen McDaniels. I think it's Rudy Gobert. I think it's Naz Reid, DiVincenzo. Also with his three-point shooting. So it's going to be a multiple of guys, but just the way Ant-Man, creates shots for himself and for others is going to be scary for the Warriors, because they're going to have to guard him not only, one-on-one, but as a team, and just kind of got to figure it out. And I think that's why playoffs is so good, because over a seven-game series, you can really figure out a player and kind of take away certain things that he likes to do, and hopefully, that can get you a win in the series.
C.J. Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Golden State Warrior and 10-year NBA veteran. The Warriors are a small team, and the Timberwolves obviously have Rudy Gobert. And the one thing I'm kind of asking myself is, can the Warriors play Rudy Gobert off the floor? But then when I ask myself that question, I think, do they want to play him off the floor? How would you answer that if you heard me say that?
I think if you're the Warriors, you want Rudy Gobert on the floor. Obviously, the Warriors are small on the defensive end, so I think that's the biggest thing. But if they're going to keep switching screens and letting Steph Curry go one-on-one against Rudy Gobert or Jimmy Butler or whoever the case may be, I think if you're the Warriors, you want that matchup. And I think you'll dominate, in the best of seven series. You'll win that matchup at least 90% of the time. But Rudy Gobert is the defensive player of the year for a reason, I think multiple times. So I definitely think he's giving them a definite advantage. And he's playing better this year. I think moving his feet better. So, and offensively, he's just getting easier look.
Hey, CJ, you played in the league. So, you've seen it all. And we're looking at the Warriors, mainly Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, 37, 35, and 35 years of age. When you watched that Houston series, did you once think about, their age, and are you concerned moving forward about this run possibly with them being a bit older?
I didn't really was concerned about their age. I was really more concerned about the physicality, because over time, as you get older, those bumps and bruises kind of linger a little more. You don't recover as fast as you used to when you're younger. But I definitely think the age is going to help them experience wise. Because like I said, I think the Warriors still have a legitimate shot to win the title, especially if they can make the right plays and guys can stay healthy and the guys on the bench can get some good bench production. I think, you know, they're going to try to take Steph out of the game a lot of times to take away his threes, but if other guys can have wide open driving lanes and create open shots for themselves, it's going to help the Warriors.
C.J. Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Golden State Warrior, 10-year NBA veteran. And C.J., I'm looking at your playoff statistics, and you played 48 playoff games. And obviously most of them you came off the bench, but I'm looking at the minutes and, you know, sometimes you played 5 or 6 and other times you played 32, 33, 38. How does a player like you, how did you stay ready every game of every series? Because the Warriors have a player right now, Jonathan Kuminga, who's kind of in no man's land and he looks a little bit lost out there. So how did you stay engaged over the course of your playoff career, knowing that your minutes fluctuated a heck of a lot?
Just always being ready because, Tibbs obviously, you know, plays guys a lot of minutes. It still does. He still hasn't really changed from that philosophy. But you just got to always just stay ready. You never know when your number's going to be called. And if I was Jonathan Kuminga, I would be the same way. But he's obviously, I was a little, I think, older in the position. But so just for him being a young player, trying to find his way, trying to find his role, and find his way in the league, I guess, is definitely tough, going from playing to not playing. But I would just say, just keep his head up, you know, and it's always, stay in the gym. That's the biggest thing.
Hey, CJ, going back to that Rocket Game 7, the Warriors implemented zone Game 7, and I just felt like with a lot of other people, it threw the Rockets off, and they may, you know, try to use it against Minnesota. Are you at all shocked that, you know, some of the success NBA teams are having running zone?
I'm not shocked, but a lot of teams obviously just kind of hold the ball a little more. They drain the shot clock out more, and I think the zone kind of helps teams. It definitely gives them a different look, and I think definitely guys get more stagnant when they see zone. So I definitely think it's a good thing to mix it up. Try kind of just chunk up the game because that's what you got to do in the playoffs. You got to throw different looks at people, especially, you know, these superstars who maybe see single coverage or double coverage. You got to try to do something else, maybe a box and one, something like that, just to jump up the game and get extra possessions.
CJ, obviously the officiating looks different than it did in the regular season. And I'm going to ask you firsthand, can you explain the difference between a regular season game and a playoff game? Because you played in both.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Regular season, everyone's just trying to find their way. I think the difference about playoffs is it's a lot tougher to get your shot off. The refs are not going to call anything. Obviously, you can see the physicality of the playoffs is a lot different than the regular season. So you just got to play through a whole bunch of contact. You can't expect refs to bail you out. I think that's the biggest thing about the playoffs and regular season.
Do they, do you like that part of the game? Like that, you know, I mean, the NBA kind of makes no secret of it that yeah, the games are different in the playoffs. Do you like it like that?
I think so. I think a lot more is at stake. I mean, especially if you're a guy who can score the ball, it shows you that you can score, you know, through contact, without contact. So I definitely think it's a good thing. And then, especially for the fans too, for the viewers, it makes the game a lot more exciting because you really hardly ever see any that many blowouts in the playoffs. It's really close games, and a lot of games are decided by one or two possessions. So in the playoffs, you got to be really meticulous on shot selection and the way you approach the ball and can't really turn the ball over.
Hey, CJ, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's just a question because there's so many variables that go into it. But if I were to ask you who is the best player in this series, what would your answer be?
In this Golden State series in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
I mean, obviously, I think it's Anthony Edwards. I think the most important person would maybe be Draymond on the Warriors, and then also maybe I would say Rudy Gobert on the Minnesota.
Rudy for kind of a wild card, like an X factor. Is that that's what you mean?
Yeah, because he just brings a different tenacity, and he blocks shots at the rim, creates shots, creates havoc, and then also he's just a size that, you know, someone on the Warriors they really have. I think that's their only knock right now. They don't have any size. With players who have size.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I got to tell you. I mean, you know, we're on in the Bay Area, right? I mean,
CJ, keeping it real.
We thought that was going to be a no-brainer Steph Curry answer. You got some Warrior fans a little shaken up.
No, I don't think Steph is I wouldn't say he's the best player. I mean, obviously, yes, he's a great player, great shooter. I mean, former teammate. I mean, I love Steph, but obviously Anthony Edwards is the up and coming. I mean, he's trying to take out every idol that he used to idolize. So I think Steph is next on the list.
CJ, I got to ask you this about last night's game 1 between OKC and Denver. And I told my partner, I'm just mad that Denver ran their coach that won a title for whatever reason at the juncture they did. And then they get past the Clippers and then they win game 1 in the fashion that they did over OKC, who toyed with the league this regular season. Walk us through your thought process on how that game played out. Were you shocked?
I was shocked. I was watching the whole game. I thought OKC would run away with it, especially that beginning of the fourth. They were up like 15 or something like that. And the Nuggets just never quit. They kept going. You got to give a shout out to Coach Adelman, who's one of my former coaches. So he's doing a great job. I definitely think it was crazy how they fired the coach a couple weeks before the season started, playoffs started. So, but you know, they stuck together. They got one of the best players, if not the best player in the league. You know, leading that team, and all those other guys just follow his lead, and they stick together.
CJ, great stuff, man. Thank you so much joining us. Also, I want to remind people that CJ is the founder of the Quiet Storm Foundation, and I know he's written some children's books. So, keep up the good work, CJ, and thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Go Warriors.
Yes, sir. CJ Watson.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.